يا حسين 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 يا حسين 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 يا حسين 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 يا حسين حسين حسين
أنت إمامي إليك انتمائي منك قريب في كربلاء في كربلاء.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بالحسين بن علي عليه الصلاة والسلام. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. The sun has set on the day of Ashura. There's been an announcement in the air. قد قتل حسين بكربلاء. We send our condolences to Imam al-Zamana on the arrival of Shami Ghariba. Many times our youth ask us, why do we cry for Imam Hussein the way that we do when he spent the entire night before the day of Ashura in worship? And while the response is a very long one, just very briefly, we need to explain to our kids that in every revolution there is a shaheed and a shahid. There is a martyr and a witness to that martyr. The shaheed has his role, the shahid has his role. The shaheed has the role of sacrificing his life for the mission. The shahid has the role of ensuring that that sacrifice is never forgotten. We are all amongst those who are the witnessers of the tragedy of Karbala, either through the fact that we've heard about it, or we've gone to Karbala and seen it with our own eyes. But these tears are those tears that inshallah will be the path of salvation for us. After burying his six-month-old Ali Asghar, Imam Hussein and Bibi Zainab arrive in the tent of Imam Sajjad. Imam Sajjad, the books say, was in and out of consciousness due to his sickness. Imam Hussein shook the shoulders of Imam Sajjad. Imam Sajjad opened his eyes, and the books say for a moment he couldn't recognize his own father. His back was a little bent. His eyes were a little glossy, the blood of Ali Asghar on his face. 100 plus parts on his body had either a wound or a scar or blood dripping from it. When Imam Sajjad finally realized that it was his own father standing in front of him, Imam Sajjad says, Baba, aina Habib, Baba. Where is Habib, Baba? Ya bunayya qad qutil, he's been killed. Baba, aina Muslim? Where is Muslim ibn al-Sajjah? Ya bunayya qad qutil. He goes on and on down the list of the shuhada of Karbala. He says, Baba, aina akhiyun aliyun akbar? Where is Ali Akbar, Baba? Ya bunayya qad qutil. And then he says, Baba, aina abul fadl abbas? Where is Abul Fazl Abbas? How can you be standing like this in this state and you still have Abul Fazl? He says, Ya Bunayya, besides you and besides me, there's no more men left in this army. At that moment, Imam Sajjad says to Bibi Zainab, Papi Amma, give me my asa and give me my sword. Why? I need my asa to help me stand up. I need my sword to defend my father. Imam Hussein grabs his son. He says, Ya Bunayya, this is not your time. Your time will come where you will take these women and these children from Karbala to Kufa, Kufa to Sham. You'll witness the Bazaar of Sham. You witness the Zindan of Sham. That's why when anyone ever asked Imam Sajjad what was the most difficult part of his mission, he never said Karbala. He never said Abu al-Fazl, he said Sham. Imam Sajjad, your Ashura is coming. This is Hussein's Ashura. When Imam Hussein had given his life and the ground began to shake and the sky became black, and a voice amongst the chaos could be heard, قَدْ قُتْلَ حُسَيْنِ بِكَرْبَلَىٰ. His Zuljanah roars back into the khaymah. The women come out and they see the Zuljanah. They don't see Imam Hussein. They come and collapse at the feet of the Zuljanah. A four-year-old Sakina comes running out of the khaymah, hugs the horse by his neck. Hey, Zuljanah, my Baba, just answer me one question. When they killed my father, did they give him a drop of water? I know that you're very tired. It's been 10 nights that our men have cried for the men of Hussein. Our women have cried for the women of Hussein. Our youth have cried for the youth of Hussein. Just a matter of a few hours now and you'll go back home with the people that you came here with. Our sisters will go back home with the same chadar they came here with. But ask Zainab bint Ali, it's Sham-e-Ghariba. There is no Qasim, there is no Anu Muhammad, no Ali Akbar. Zainab is alone tonight. If it wasn't enough that they killed Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, Umar ibn Sa'd now calls out, I need two volunteers to trample the body of each of the shuhada on Karbala, but I need 10 volunteers for the body of Hussein himself. 10 volunteers come forward and they sharpen the hooves of the horse lying there in front of the Maidan of Karbala. Imam Hussein's body, 5 horses on the right, 5 on the left. Umar ibn Sa'd signals, the horses from the right go to the left. The horses from the left go to the right. You could hear the cracking of the ribs of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. The enemies of Allah now begin to make their way towards the khaymah. It wasn't enough that they disrespected the bodies of the shuhada. Now they begin to loot the women and they begin to abuse the children. Sheikh Abbas Qummi says that they forcefully snatched the veils off of the heads of the women of Rasulullah. They would slap the kids, they would kick the kids, they would do everything one by one, and then they began to set the tents on fire. The first tent was set on fire, the kids would run from that tent to the second tent. The second tent was put on fire, the third tent. Hamid ibn Muslim narrates that I saw the daughter of Ali approaching this tent that was on fire, and she hesitated. She would think for a moment, do I go in? Do I not go in? Do I go in? Do I not go in? Almost as if she was thinking, there's something very important inside that khaymah that I need to take out. Then I saw with my own eyes the daughter of Ali enter that khaymah and slowly but surely carry Imam Sajjad out in the khaymah. Hazar Salam Zainab, you've taken him Muhammad all the way to Sham. The orphan, the yatim of Hussein Sakina is running around. In Islam, the basic fundamental lesson of a yatim is what? that you help them, that you love them, that you hug them, that you caress them, that you give them support, you give them tasalli, that your father isn't here, your mother isn't here. Don't worry, from today forward, I'll be with you. You have us to give you tasalli. But this wasn't the case for the yatim of Hussein. This was Sakina. Where somebody should have hugged her, they slapped her across the face. When somebody should have kissed her, they snatched her earrings. When somebody should have given her tasalli, they set her kurta on fire. She goes running inside the Maidan of Karbala. Aina, aina, Baba! Where are you, Baba? Bibi Zainab now is collecting the children. There's complete chaos. Fire everywhere. Horses everywhere. Can you imagine the reports say almost 200 children were all over the place. Bibi Zainab now gathering everybody. Everybody is there, but she doesn't see one Sakina. That one Sakina that Hussein said, Zainab, I'm leaving now, but I'm leaving with one amanat. My Sakina is very near and dear to me. Take care of her. That's why on the days of Arba'een, when Zainab went back to Karbala, collapsed herself on the grave of Hussein, says, Bhaiya, my heart is in two states right now. I'm so happy I could finally cry for you, but my other heart is breaking. Why is it breaking, Zainab? Because, Bhaiya, you gave me a four-year-old amanat. I left her in the Zindan of Shah. Bibi Zainab now says, I can't see Sakina. Where is Sakina? And then from the trampled body of Hussein, Zainab quietly, Zainab slowly, Sakina just fell asleep on my chest. When Sakina woke up, she says to her little Sakina, oh Sakina, you can recognize a body from either the head or the clothes. Your father didn't have a head and didn't have clothes. How did you know? She said, I went running inside the Maidan of Karbala. I went screaming for Baba. Aina, aina, Baba. From this lash, the voice could be heard. Ya bunayya ilayya. This qafila now is getting ready to leave on the morning of the 11th of Muharram. 2 minutes in Tamasadua. Umar ibn Saad says to take this qafila of Imam Sajjad and the women and the children through the Maidan of Karbala just to show them what they're leaving behind. While Mal'un narrates that I was with the qafila of the Bani Hashim, from Karbala to Kufa, Kufa to Sham, Sham back to Karbala, Karbala back to Medina. I was with them the entire time. I heard every cry, I saw every moment of grief, I witnessed everything. But there was one moment that even now haunts me at night and keeps me awake at night. What was that moment? That moment was when the qafila now made their way towards the Maidan of Karbala, in between the Shuhada of Karbala. Imam Sajjad is in front of the qafila. Bibi Zainab is in front of the qafila. Their eyes are on the various Shuhada. There comes a moment now where this qafila now is approaching the body of Hussein. Bibi Zainab, for the first time since the Zainabiya, lays her eyes on the trampled body of Hussein. The first question she asked, Anta Akhi, is that you, my brother? I can't recognize you. This Maloon says, the shriek and cry of Zainab when she laid her eyes on Hussein, I will never forget. 1,000 salams to you, Zainab. Your Ashura has begun now. The narration says that when Imam Sajjad saw the body of his own father, he went off the horse and sat at the head of his father. Bibi Zainab says, that I could see the face of Sajjad. It was turning color. It was turning white. He was crying and crying and grieving and grieving to the point where I thought something would happen to him. Bibi Zainab now comes off the horse. My last point. Bibi Zainab now comes off the horse. Grab Sajjad. Sajjad, it's time to go now. Sajjad, it's time to go now. Imam Sajjad, with tears running down his face, looks up to Zainab, says, Puppy Amma, have you ever heard of a son leaving his father on the plains of Karbala? Matam-e Hussain, Ya Hussain.